Thank you.
Okay, last question here.
Hi, I'm Kathy. I'm with New York State Music. My question is for everybody. If you were to choose one song that summed up your life, which one would it be for each of you? One of your songs.
Life?
Well, the on switch of my life was seeing these guys on the Ed Sullivan Show, and the first song that I really got inside me was I saw her standing there. I never actually thought I'd be standing here with you. So it was a great honor for me. So.
Rich?
Oh, too many to name for me. Just so many.
Yeah.
Of course, I mean, I remember as a kid trying to figure out Day Tripper on guitar and thinking, wow, how did they figure that out? And so I would just say just too many to name, but certainly the Beatles would be right up there.
I have a soft spot for Roller of Beethoven because it was the first time I ever noticed the bass drum on a record.
Oh, God.
I heard it, we were like in a pizza shop and they had a big jukebox with 18-inch speaker in it. And it was the first time I actually noticed the bass drum, his bass drum. So that was like a transformative moment for me. I realized there was stuff down below the guitar actually going on in there somewhere.
I could just jump in there. I mean, if you listen to the early Beatle tracks, you know, we didn't have a lot of room because there was only four of them. When they were ever lowering anything to get something else on, they always lowered the bass drum. So a lot of records, I'm like, where the hell is the bass drum? And the remasters are great.
For me, I can't do that. And when, you know, people talk about what a great drummer Ringo is, but he played percussion on so many of these songs. Listen to the cowbell. I can't do that. When it comes in, it just lifts up the whole song. That song just always resonated with me since I first heard it, and that's the one for me.
Yeah. Please, please me. I think it was about 15 and I heard that before anybody even heard of the Beatles in California where I'm from. And was on this little clock radio, and I had it on, and it came on. I went to sleep to this thing, and it came on the first time. I'm like, man, what the hell is that? And never heard anything like it. So it's always stuck with me, that song. Please listen.
A little help from my friends, which we do in the set. Sergeant Pepper's had such an impact on me when I was a kid, and so you know, that this is a dream come true. Yeah, so.
Thank you.
You know, the first record that blew my mind was Little Richie. I'll tell the rest of them. You sit down.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you... I'm sorry. I'm back.
No, it's all right.
I was trying to get out of their way.
Good golly, Miss Molly in the 50s. I mean, I couldn't believe that wild record, you know. And they used to be in, I've mentioned this before, in England, the BBC never played rock and roll. And there was a station in Luxembourg, a very small country, near Switzerland. And they had the biggest antenna in the world. And they bought the Alan Freed radio show and they pumped it across the world. And we got it in England and it was just so great. So at 4 o'clock every afternoon, my friend Roy and I, that's all we did. We'd go and listen to this radio. And we heard Eddie Cochran, you know, as I said, Little Richard. Oh, Diddley, Chuck Berry, all these people. So it's, you know, I can't think, oh, it's that. You know, it's like the broad spectrum of what I hear. You know, Ray Charles, because Stevie Wonder's first album on the beach. Ah, it's too far out. Anyway, I love music. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.